and dreams in our life we need.
Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 51.3 FM. Turn up your radio.
Turn up your radio.
Good music lives here.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
ECZ says preparations for the delimitation process have reached advanced stage. Zamsa board assures of Zambia's drug security. In international news, Ugandan opposition candidate Bobby Wine rallies in Kampala slum where he grew up. And finally, in sports news, Kawe Rangers chairman vows strong response after narrow defeat.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekaina Sakala. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it is in the final stages of preparing to demarcate constituencies ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking within a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro says the exercise will be completed before the certification of the Register of Voters, scheduled for the 30th of April, in line with the Commission's 2026 election roadmap. Mr. Kasaro emphasized that the Commission is treating the delimitation exercise with urgency and will engage all stakeholders fully to ensure transparency. He assured the public that updates will be provided throughout the process. This comes as Zambia prepares for the 2026 general elections, with the ECZ moving swiftly to meet constitutional timelines under the Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025. Within a separate development, Zambia Medicine and Medical Agency, ZAMSA, board member Geshom Chivola has expressed happiness about the levels of essential drugs in the country, saying the stocks at the storage facility is encouraging. Briefing the press after the familiarization tour of storage facilities yesterday, ZAMSA board Brigadier General Chungu said Zambia is drug secure, adding that the board will prioritize leadership and its oversight role in order to deal with the negative publicity, and that one of the key assignments will also be to improve the welfare of employees to enhance service delivery. He further explained that the agency intends to have 10 medical hubs from 8 across the country in order to improve service delivery. And ZAMSA Acting Director General Olive Chivola did also say the facility has 85% stock of essential drugs and that it aims to reach 100% despite being an impossibility in developing countries. And developing elsewhere, the government has issued a strong warning against unruly and violent behavior by political cadres in markets and bus stations. Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Siyababulo says the government will not tolerate lawlessness, intimidation or harassment of members of the public in public spaces. Speaking within an interview, Mr. Gift noted that such behavior undermines the image of the New Dawn administration and President Hakainde Hichilema, who he said is committed to upholding the rule of law, order and respect for citizens. Responding to a recent incident in Lusaka where bus operators clashed over operating conditions amid allegations of interference by individuals believed to belonging to the UPND, the minister stressed that anyone found engaging in illegal activities will be dealt with firmly, regardless of their political affiliation. Mr. Gift has since called on local authorities to work closely with law enforcement agencies to ensure peace and order in markets and bus stations across the country.
From the time the president took office, he has categorically stated time and again to say trading areas, bus stations or public places should be devoid of violence. There should be no violence in such places or any other place. No cadre should be allowed to take prominence or abuse other colleagues. So I strongly condemn the violence that happened. No Zambian should do such a thing, going against what the president has been saying.
And now elsewhere, And in our local news, I beg your pardon, the government has announced plans to renovate various judicial buildings across Central Province to improve the delivery of justice and provide a conducive working environment for judicial officers. Central Provincial Deputy Permanent Secretary Godfrey Chitambala disclosed that the initiative is part of a broader national program to modernize the country's legal infrastructure. Mr. Chitambala noted with concern the current state of many court structures, which he said have remained in a state of disrepair for many years. He added that the situation requires urgent attention as it continues to hinder the efficiency of the courts. He explained that the renovation project will focus on upgrading local and subordinate courts, as well as high court premises within the province.
My government, working with the Ministry of Local Government, shall continue to see which projects can be funded through utilization of the CDF to expand court infrastructure to address the challenges of inadequate infrastructure. In the same vein, my government is fully aware of the law searching levels at the Kabwe High Court. Therefore, I wish to present this concern to my counterpart in the Ministry of Justice to see how best the challenge of adding to the numbers of judges and other support staff can be promptly addressed.
And Kabwe High Court Judge in Charge Kelvin Limbani has called on government to prioritize the construction of a bigger High Court building, emphasizing that the court serves a wider population.
First of all, the Kabwe High Court has only one courtroom and limited office space. During court sessions of the Superior Court, that is the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeal, the only courtroom and offices are surrendered to the Superior Court. This means that the resident judge and or any other judge at the station are compelled to wait from their private residence. I continue to repeat my hope and plea for the last 8 years now that the government should consider constructing another courthouse at the already secured plot where we are. This plot was given to us even before I came. I've handled 8 such ceremonial sessions and I've continued saying, can we build a courthouse here?
In international news, Ugandan opposition candidate Bobi Wine brought his presidential campaign to the Kampala slum where he grew up ahead of Thursday's elections. Wine is challenging incumbent Yoweri Museveni for a second time. In 2021, he took 35% of the vote to Museveni's 58%, establishing Wine as a serious contender for the power. The 43-year-old singer turned politician has a strong following among the working class people in urban areas, but his rallies have seen violent crackdowns by security forces using tear gas and beatings against his supporters. Museveni has been in office since 1986. Term and age limits have been scrapped to allow him to run for a 7th time. Wine, the most prominent of 7 opposition candidates, has urged supporters to show courage before the security forces, although he has not called for outright protests. He said he wants his supporters to cast protest votes in large numbers against Museveni's party on election day. Still within international news, China and Lesotho have agreed to deepen cooperation across key sectors following an official visit by Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, reaffirming strong bilateral ties and a shared commitment to development. We monitored African News.
China and Lesotho agreed to deepen cooperation across key sectors following an official visit by Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Yi. Both sides praised progress under the China-Africa Cooperation Framework, highlighting gains in several areas.
The main reason for the visit for the minister is to strengthen the bilateral relationship between the People's Republic of China and the Kingdom of Lesotho. We are also working on improving our agricultural produce. We have received assistance for the food storage and logistics facility. We have received the agricultural machinery equipment and we'll be working on the agricultural produce market aggregation centers as a next phase for our agricultural development. We are also working on our water and energy program because Lesotho is the water tower of the Southern African region and we would like to use our water resources to generate more power to supply the Southern African region.
for Lesotho, Wang Yi's visit offers a chance to deepen economic ties with China as the country looks to diversify partnerships and revive its textile industry amid changing U.S. trade policies.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take note of what you